I'd like to invite forward the children who are here with us today. Bonus, if you come forward now, you get the best view at the font for the baptism. So come forward.
What about the rest of us?
The rest of you can sit. So come on up. Good seat. All right. Are you going to be able to see what I have here? Maybe you want to scooch around to see. You can sit here. Can everybody see? All right. So today, hello. Come on up. Look at you. So today we're baptizing a very special person. I hear it's some of your cousins. Some of you are cousins of this special person. And she's about to become the newest Christian in the whole world. And we get to see it. Now, Grace, she doesn't talk yet. She doesn't read yet. But she already has a relationship with God. And we're going to teach her some things about God, even though she can't understand words. And the way we're going to do that is in the sacrament and is through her body. So we've got some props I have here. And we use these in all of our sacraments to remind us of these same truths. So the first one is water. So water was there at the beginning of creation. It was also there at your birth. And every living thing depends on water to survive. Just like we depend on God, and we depend on one another. And when we bless the water at the font, I want you to listen for the stories that we tell about water and the role that it's played. In the flood, that's a good story, right? Noah and the flood, in the parting of the Red Sea. Water was there at Jesus' baptism too. Water is a river that runs through our sacred history, connecting us to every story ever told. Our second symbol. Liam has a very special role to play. Our second is oil. Now, oil is very sticky, and if you touch it, it stays on your skin. Sometimes it stains things. And it also has, every oil has a special smell. Do you want to smell it? This is olive oil. The smell of olive oil you might remember from cooking, bread. It doesn't really smell like anything. Well, the oil we use in baptism has a very special smell. It's called a chrism oil. And this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some oil and I'm going to put it in a cross on her forehead. And that cross will stay with her for her whole life. It'll be the cross she traces when she hears the words of the gospel. It'll be the cross we're going to mark with ashes on Ash Wednesday. It will mark her for the rest of her life. And just as she'll feel the water of baptism, she'll also feel this oil, and she'll smell it too. You know, smell is really important to babies. Smell is how the first thing they learn of their mother and of their father. She already knows that smell is something special. It sets us apart. So in the oil of baptism, God is setting us apart for the special role we have to play in our lives. Our next is fire. Fire is dangerous, but it also has played a special role in our development as humans, right? So we're going to give Grace a candle, and it will be the representation of the light of Christ and how she'll be the light of Christ to the rest of the world, shining forth to the rest of the world. But we don't really trust her with fire yet, right? Because it's pretty dangerous. And actually, babies can't see that far, totally that far as we can yet. But there's some other special gift that fire gives us. What is that? Light and warmth. Grace knows warmth. Grace needs warmth. Grace will feel me hold her. Warmth is love. Warmth is how Grace knows love. And as she gets older, we're going to teach Grace how to share her warmth with others, how to give hugs, how to hold hands, how to put a reassuring arm around someone else. So these lessons of baptism, that we're all interconnected, that we depend on God, that we have a special role to play, that we have warmth of love to share, these stay with us our whole lives. And we actually carry them with us in our bodies. So I'm going to teach you a special prayer that you can use to remember these truths of baptism. And anyone can do this, not just kids. And anyone can do this anywhere, at any time, and it's very subtle too. No one will know that you're praying this way. It also doesn't have words, right? So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to feel the water in our mouths. I want you to move your tongue around your mouth. Maybe collect some spit. That's water, right? That's the water of baptism. That's the water that Moses brought us through. That's the water of every tear ever cried, every story ever told. You carry that water with you. And when you feel it, remember that you are not alone, that you are connected to God. You're connected to every living thing that has ever lived. All right, next thing we're going to do is we're going to rub our fingers together. Between your fingers is the natural oil of your skin. All of us have oil on our skin. And in that oil is our special distinctive smell. Now, you might be taught that's something to be embarrassed by or hide or cover up. But I want you to remember that that is how human beings fall in love with each other. That's how our children first know us. That's what our loved ones will miss about us when we're gone, when after our smell stops lingering on our things. So, or when we wear a lotion, we smell extra good, right? So breathe in yourself and remember that God has set you apart for a special purpose, and you're to be you, to be and do you in this world. All right, our last thing we're going to do is we're going to hug ourselves. Or we're going to feel a warm part of our body. Or if you're brave, you can snuggle up to the person next to you and feel their warmth. I want you to remember that this warmth is God's love. And you've been given this warmth in order to give it to other people, especially people who are left out in the cold. You have this warmth. And you're supposed to share it. So when you pray this prayer, wherever you are at any time, remember your baptism. Remember that these truths are in your bodies and they have something to tell you about God. Amen.